K-State Nation, quick update here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, NCAA track and field. After day one, Eddie Greer for this K-State Podcast. Football, men's women's basketball, baseball wrapped up, men's women's golf, and so much more. It's the first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this Thursday episode, which will be coming out in a couple hours. NCAA time, right? For the track and field team up there in Eugene, Oregon. I talked about yesterday's show. Riley Marks was going to kick things off for K-State. One of nine athletes, one of nine athletes representing K-State in the NCAA Outdoor National Championships in Eugene, Oregon this week. And he earned, he earned second team All-American honors after finishing 11th yesterday in the javelin throw with a distance of 232 feet. Exactly. The mark was his fourth over 70 meters this season while achieving his first NCAA postseason accolade there, getting All-American honors there. And then, of course, Marks this season, he jumped his way to the K-State record books there. Now he's the number two man in the K-State history books now. 238 feet in an inch there as well. Emir Lin also started his events here yesterday as well with the men's decathlon. He did the first day. He's currently in 17th place right now going into the day with a point score. He has 3,897 points there. Travis Schofer, we have him in the post comment here after Riley Marks and Emu Erlin competed in day one of the NCAA Outdoor National Championships up there in Oregon. Quote, Riley in the javelin competed really well, his second best throw ever. And goes on to say, quote, you know, the one thing that I'm really the most proud about those two that competed today is that they had no fear. They came out and they're expecting to be in the mix here at the NCAA National Championships, end quote, there as well. Erlin, staying on task here, competed his best in the 400 meters with his new fastest time. So he PR'd in the 400 with a 48.8 seconds. That was placed for eighth there in that category. He finished in the top 10 in two other events, the high jump in ninth place. He cleared 6-6, a season best for him, as well as finishing 10th in the shot put by finishing 10th there with a 44 feet, 11 inches there. Also, the 100 meters, he clocked at 11 flat pretty much there as well. Erlin, today, we'll wrap up the decathlon. He has five more defense in that. Again, he's in the top 20 right now. As I just mentioned, he's in 17th heading into the final day of the decathlon during the NCAA National Championships. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here on this Thursday there. And I'm gonna throw myself in here as well as tonight. Well, let's finish it off with K-State here. Erlin will kick us off, 11:45. Central time with the 110 hurdles. And then day one of the 400-meter hurdles begins there. Hold on. 110 hurdle. 110 hurdle. Yeah. What? Anyways, hey, I jumped way too quick. Okay, so Monique Hardy will be followed up behind Erlin with a hammer throw at 3:30, followed by Shalom Otulu. Long jump here in prime time. So actually, I'm going to squeeze myself in here because we take this little bit of break on the K-State podcast here. Kansas City Metro Mile goes down. And this is actually there's no shot at the kids and the middle school kids because they go before us. Right? So the KC Metro Mile starts at 6, and that's going to be here in KC, Missouri, Rockers High School in downtown KC. The favorite, this has become obviously top of the board because yours truly started in a track game. For those that don't know, the host of this podcast, track game, right? This running thing, started on the track. This didn't start in the cross country, anything else like that, or just randomly start running around. This started in the track game. So huge night tonight across the board, EG3 and K-State. And I'm gonna get it. We're gonna get this started at Well, everything starts at 6, the KC Metro Mile. I don't go on track until 6:55. That's when the men's masters goes there, and that's going to start off a chain event there of some big-ass races from there. So, speaking of setting the tone, like I've been telling myself up until this point, right? Go out there. I know I'm going to be in the mix somewhere, and I'm expecting to make some noise. I'm expecting to make some noise tonight. Very excited about tonight. So we'll see what goes. It is what it is right now. You're going to have to ignore it for 4 laps. It is what it is now. All this work, all the pain, all the suffering. Hey, man. Got to suffer for 4 more laps here. So very anxious for tonight. Looking forward to tonight. I'm expecting to go in there and make something happen. Make some noise with that. And then, of course, turning to K-State. 7:40, Shalom O'Toole in long jump, and then the 400-meter qualifiers, folks, to wrap us up. And then, of course, you have the KC Metro Mile. It's going to go down until, what, I believe, 9:30. Sophia Hines, Jordan Edwards will compete at 8:14 back in Eugene to see if they can put themselves into that final. So we're going to have that as well, and of course, depending... Guys, I just recorded a football podcast, football episode, and either way, the result, I'm planning on being there for the whole night. Well, not of Eugene, talking about here in Casey, Missouri, for the Casey Metro Mile. Once this is the 4th edition of this event here at Rockhurst High School, I'm gonna say the fastest, because you're dealing with some fast thoroughbreds, girls and boys. Tonight, it's going to be something. it's a good feeling. I just got a good feeling about tonight. That's all I'm going to say about that. And of course, we'll do a more debrief on the EG3 podcast, underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3. Same platform where you get the Purple Project podcast, iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast there. So I'll do a debrief at the beginning of the week next week. And you probably noticed I haven't done no show this over there this week. Get my mind right, get ready to go. I'm ready to grow. I'm gonna get this thing going, get it knocked out, set the tone for everybody else, all the other races for tonight. I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. Looking forward to see what happens obviously on a track with Sophia Hines and Jordan Edwards in the 400 meter hurdles there as well. I think they got a good chance. At least one of them could get to the finals, if not both. So we'll see what happens across the board. Obviously, we'll have a reaction to all this, and of course, reaction to me, depending what happens here, if we can survive 4 more hard laps here at the KC Metro Mile. There's just no reason. Obviously, we've been competitive. I've been the last 2 years, right? So there's no reason, especially the work that we put in at this point. I've said it all along. I expect to be right there in the mix yet again, possibly, maybe make even some more noise. So it's been definitely a progression here. I've seen the progression here, and hopefully that I'm cautiously optimistic about tonight for sure. But yeah, K-State, congratulations to Riley Marks, All-American honors, 2nd team, after finishing 11th in the javelin yesterday in Eugene, Oregon, part of the NCAA Outdoor Championships there as well. And we're going to wrap this thing up here with Travis Scovert. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for the K-State / EG3 podcast. Travis Scovert, following the conclusion of day one, quote, "I was really proud of how Emu competed today. He had a great start in the 100-meter dash with a personal best, then a long jump with a little bit off, and then after that, he just competed extremely well. Had another personal best to finish the day in the 400-meter dash and put himself in contention to try to earn an All-American spot tomorrow, so really proud of his efforts today. He's in a good spot to battle tomorrow for a top 8 finish. We have a big group of kids where it's their first time here, and these athletes, they got us started well and competed great, and we're going to carry that into tomorrow as well." End quote from head coach Travis Scovert. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. Again, if it's your very first time checking out this K-State sports podcast, all things K-State sports, we are a podcast that post daily, including the weekends, including Father's Day weekend coming up right around the corner as well. So definitely you want to be subscribed to this podcast. Make sure you hit that like button. If you like what you're hearing, subscribe. We try to cover everything K-State sports, not just focus on the main sports, which is obviously football, which is coming up here pretty soon. Basketball, baseball, those sports. There's other sports out there as well that we try to cover there as well. Do the best we can there. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-R number 3 E-D-I-D Podcast, for more coverage there with myself and Alex Aiden. We will, I believe, here, given my travel schedule for next week, we'll see. We can squeeze one in. We'll see about that. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Budget Podcast. That's going to rock the book on day one of the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships. K-State will go back to work here in day two in a couple hours. Alex Aiden, Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.